But look at verse number 1 of chapter 11. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with them and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David tarried still at Jerusalem. Now, obviously, nothing in the Bible is incidental, coincidental, or accidental. And God's bringing up for a reason that this is the time when kings go forth to battle. Why did the children of Israel even choose a king in the first place? God had told them that he wanted them to be under the judges. And that's the system that they had for about 400 years. But they said, we want a king to do battle for us, you know, to go out and come in before us and to lead us in battle. That's the king's job. But he's sitting on the sidelines and sending his lieutenant, Joab, to go fight the battles. And it says at the time when kings go forth to battle, he tarried still at Jerusalem and sends Joab to do it. Look at verse 2. And it came to pass in an evening tide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. Now, notice very carefully here that it says in the evening tide, David arose from off his bed. Now, in order to arise from off your bed, you must have already been in bed at that point. Now, think about it. Why would you go to bed and then get up out of bed and go walking around on the roof? Because you can't, right? And that's what happens. Sometimes you've probably been there where you go to bed at night and you can't sleep, and you get frustrated, and finally you're just like, that's it, I'm just going to get up and find something to do, because this is just pointless, you know, I'm not falling asleep, I'm too riled up or whatever. Now, that's what we see here with David. David is going to bed at night and cannot sleep. So he gets up and just goes walking around, just looking for whatever. And this is when we get into trouble, when we're idle like this, okay? When we're not doing our job, we're not doing the things that we should be doing. So we have all this extra free time, all this extra energy, and we're sitting around and bored. That's when we're going to get into trouble in our lives. If we stay busy doing the right things and fighting the right battles, then we wouldn't fall into these kind of sins.